Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
A mere 104 miles to my north, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. I'm actually on a phone today rather than on Google Chat or Google Talk or whatever the hell they call it. So, different kind of setup for me, but I'll persevere. I'll make it through somehow. How you doing?
I'm fine, and I long for the days of landline telephones, Jay.
It was so much easier back in the day when you just pick up the phone, tell the operator who you were calling, and they would take care of it for you.
Exactly. Hey, Martha, connect me to Emmett, would you?
Exactly. So how was the beer mine today?
The beer mine, a little busy, a little rough. Had one guy come through and he asked me for a pack of Maverick Light 100s, to which I said, we don't carry Mavericks. To which he said, he had Maverick full flavor. And so that's how my day went.
Well, nobody asked you for a medium bag of ice, did they?
No one asked me for that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
It could have been. But the good thing is that they everyone who came through, well, nearly everyone who came through, asked me for some beer, and which is fortuitous because that's what we're talking about tonight.
Exactly. We're doing the beer show tonight, and I spent most of the day preparing for the show, as always. And by preparing, I meant I was messing around
taste
on Google Plus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by taste testing.
Yeah. I was on Google Plus today. My hot Asian girlfriend sent me an invite yesterday, so I had
to
check that out. I'm one of the cool kids now. I'm on Google Plus. If I could figure out a way to send invites, I would send invites to other people, but apparently it's just fucking complicated for me. So, and of course, today is a sad day.
It is.
Kind of played right into the subject of today's show, but former First Lady Betty Ford passed away last night.
Yeah.
And so we're honoring Betty by celebrating beer and drinking Wild Irish Rose tonight.
The good thing with Betty is her funeral will be a little less expensive than most because, as you know, she already came pre-embalmed. So...
That wasn't nice. Well, before we get into things, I need to do a quick shout out, if I may.
Oh, by all means.
want to send out a happy birthday to Sweet Pea, who is having a birthday tomorrow, probably already celebrating all weekend long, which is, you know, a good thing. So anyway, happy birthday, and hope it's a great one, babe.
There you go.
And let's see, I think that's about it for
that's
me.
That's all you got on? As far as shout-outs, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Desert Rat. And for those of you folks who don't know it, we do have a website that goes along with this radio show at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. And if you go to Friday's page, you'll see one hot smoking babe, our resident scientist, Desert Rat.
Absolutely. Good friend of the show, just a good friend in general.
Exactly. And if you go back to Thursday's page, another friend of ours, Rianne, she sent a video in, and we like to encourage all of you, if you've got something funny and original to send in to us, contact JRI, and we'll put it up on the website.
Absolutely. We're taking submissions. Anybody's got something you want to talk about, something you need to get off your chest, a big rant or... you know,
or your shirt.
Something.
If you'd like to get your shirt off your chest, we're fine with those pictures too.
Just like Rianne's husband.
Well, yes. It would have been better if it was Rianne, but, you know.
Yeah, well... All right. And, of course, we want to welcome the newest member of the I'm With Stupid family of nations, South Sudan.
There you go.
Who declared their independence. They are now a free and independent nation, and I was checking the blog stats, and I was a little surprised that we don't have a hit from South Sudan yet, but I'm sure they're busy celebrating stuff, so.
Yeah. And since we only get to have three audio files, I'll do the fanfare myself, Jay. Bum, ba, ba, ba. So there you go.
Excellent. All right, so I guess we can get into the show topic.
Certainly. I'm already getting into it, and I've been getting into the topic for a couple hours now. We're talking beer tonight, folks, and I'm tossing back a few Milwaukee Best Light because I like, much like me, I like pasty white American lager, so there you go. I don't want to be bothered with taste or anything.
No. You want it to look the same coming out as it does going in.
That's right.
Hey, we got a pretty decent little crowd in the chat room here.
Yes, we do. And why don't I take a second to recognize Augusto, Dana, Geeky Tie Tie, and then we have a guest, and Joker, and Mike, and Ridge Taylor.
Yeah, and haven't seen Dana Lou around in a while, so.
No.
I guess she just had absolutely nothing else to do tonight.
Well, I know. Which is good, though. I'm glad she dropped by. The guys at the soda shop, they've missed her, so.
All right. So, anyway, beer. Beer is I don't really go quite as low as Old Milwaukee and Natural Light, although they are a good bargain. I admit that.
I don't either. I've got to stop you right there. Milwaukee's Best Light is neither Natural Light nor Old Milwaukee.
It is a step above. Not a steep step, but a little step above.
It's like a little riser. It's a rice.
Exactly. My regular, everyday go-to beer which is a little expensive, so that's why I don't actually have it every day, is Dos Equis.
Really?
And, of course, yes, we all know that everything beautiful, awesome, and delicious, being food, beer, and women, comes from Mexico. And I'm just a Dos Equis is my beer. But like I said, it's expensive. So most of the time at Walmart, I'm either getting Coors Light or even Busch Light.
Ah, Busch Light. That's the big seller at the beer mine. And for those who don't know, I'm an expert in this subject because, as you know, Jay, I am in the business.
You are. You are in the beer business, and you are the expert here, so I will, of course, defer to you on any big questions that come up that people aren't sure about.
And speaking of Busch, you know, you like the Busch beer, Busch Light, but once again, if you go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com, you'll see a picture of the uber lovely Schmoop showing her Busch. So, there you have it.
Yes, extremely sexy picture.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I didn't really say I was a fan of Busch Light beer. I said I get it from sometimes because sometimes you just have to, you know, get whatever you can. You know, get what you can afford.
Cool.
Beer can be a little expensive.
It can be.
The Busch Light. I'm thinking in cans it's something like $4.49 for a six pack, and that's the cheapest that they have there, I think.
Jay, never say the cheapest. The most inexpensive price you can get it at.
Yeah, the most efficient.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, and then of course the Coors Light is $47 for bottles. So that's a pretty good deal right there. And that's pretty decent beer.
Not a big fan of Coors. Not a big fan of Coors. Or, of course, how they pronounce it here in Ohio, even though we're not a southern state, it's not Coors, it's Curs. It's like C-U-R-Z. Could I have some Curs? I don't think we sell that.
Yeah,
you do. It's right there.
Is that a Czech beer? Hey, we have a caller.
Really?
Yeah, let's see who this is. 561, you're with Stupid.
Yes, I am.
Well, go ahead,
Hello?
Caller. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can you say hi from the Kentucky Speedway?
Really? You're down in Sparta today, are you?
No. No, I live in Florida, but I am in Kentucky right now for the race. It starts at 7:30.
And how's things going down there?
Good. How are things there?
I'm fine. Jay, how are you?
Wonderful. So are you down there for a NASCAR race?
Actually, it's NASCAR Sprint. It's like the stepchild of NASCAR, right?
Oh, okay. So, anyway, you've really expanded our white audience then tonight.
Oh, really? You think? So, what are you? Where from the Kentucky Speedway? It's called Sparta, Kentucky. All right. S-P-A-R-T-A, Kentucky. What do you guys want to know?
Are you drinking beer? And if so, what kind of beer are you drinking tonight?
Yes, and it's called Bud Light.
It's a great American beer, which
it,
isn't an
well,
American
it used to
anymore,
be.
Uh-huh.
It's all American. It's called Bud Light, right.
Bud Light. Yep, that's another really popular beer.
Every time they go around the lap, it like kills my ears. So even though I'm in a suite, I'm like up above all the other shit. It's like, why does that still have to hurt so bad? You know?
Who's leading? Who's leading the race?
Can I say this on air?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out after you say it.
The little bush fuck.
One of the bush brothers?
I bet you censored that, didn't you? Yeah.
No. Are you going to drink a beer for every lap? That'd be cool.
Well, let's see. No, let me tell you what I will drink. Well, okay, this is Beer Nation, so yes. Okay, I'll answer that as a yes.
Okay, very good.
All right. Beer permit.
What I'm drinking is clear and red.
That sounds like devil's piss.
You think? Ow! That hurts my ears every time they come around here. That is not fair.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's funny that you brought up Bud Light because, Jay, I think you've got a little special report.
We do.
You do?
We have a special report. We got none other than Michelle Bachman to do a live remote for us from the Samuel Adams Brewery.
That is
in
huge.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Now,
so how about if
I...
Who is she?
Caller, you listen to this. This is big.
All right.
I'm listening.
Go ahead and play. All right.
Hello, America. Michelle Bachman here for I'm With Stupid, and I'm coming to you live from the Sam Adams Brewery near Boston, Massachusetts.
Can you show her
now that Budweiser sold out to the socialists from Belgium, Sam Adams is the largest beer maker in America. Well, some people claim that Yingling is larger, but they sound foreign, so we'll ignore them. Sam Adams beer is named for that great American patriot, Samuel Adams, who, as we all know, bravely parachuted into Bastogne, Lithuania, where the 101st Airborne was pinned down by Roman legions during World War II. He took with him a 30-pack to make sure every American soldier got a nice cold beer with his MRE. Such a brave man Sam was. This all happened before Mitt Romney was governor, and he turned Massachusetts into a socialist hellhole where state money is used to murder fetuses. If Sam were alive today, he would never have put up with that. And of course, while I'm celebrating Samuel Adams,
like
I should point out that I don't drink. If you want to sell your soul to the devil, I guess it's no business of mine. Until I become president, and then I've pledged to ban all alcohol. Because if you drink, you might watch porn. And if you watch porn, you might masturbate. Anyhoodle. Sam Adams beer stands as a great example of American ingenuity and entrepreneurship, something you'll never see in a place like, say, France. Their production facilities are state-of-the-art, and their distribution is so innovative. This is what being a great American is all about, don't you know? So cheers, and God bless America.
That was nice of Michelle to take a couple of minutes out of her busy campaigning schedule.
Yeah, that was a wonderful report.
It was. I think we lost our caller at some point in there.
Did we really?
But that's okay.
That's a shame.
The phone lines are open if anybody else would like to call in.
At 661-244-9852.
We've been on for almost 20 minutes, so that's plenty of time for all of our listeners to down 3 or 4 quick beers. I would hope they drink fast enough.
You would think so.
Yeah. Got the raging discussion in the chat room about Bud Light being an all-American beer. Yes, it is owned by InBev, which is a Belgian company, but it's still brewed here in the U.S. and blah, blah, blah,
yes.
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. Man,
anyway, hey,
she
called back in.
Yes, she did. Hey, 501, you're back on the air. It was stupid.
Oh, shut up, Matt. Shut up. All right, let me talk to the other guy. Is there any other kind?
Is there what?
Is there any other kind? Don't make fun of the accent. Just answer me. Is there any other kind of beer but Bud Light?
There are lots of other. There's a serious echo here.
Oh, you guys are so dense. Really, come on.
Am I on somebody's speakerphone?
How? See, I'm trying to listen to you guys and the racetrack. So, and you know what? They have Samuel Adams. I'm in Kentucky, so they have all kinds of beer here. But is there really any other kind than Bud Light?
Well, when I'm in Kentucky, I drink bourbon.
That's not beer.
No. But there is another beer to be drank, and it's a high-gravity beer. And it's called Steel Reserve.
Oh, that's a real high class. I get that. All right. I get that. That's a really high class. Hang on. Okay, you know what I just saw?
What did you just see?
Here at the Kentucky Speedway, I just saw somebody drinking. There's a man and a woman, and one is drinking Samuel Adams, all right, and the other one has a Bud Light. So what's up with that?
It sounds like it's a Protestant married to a Catholic.
I would say the one with the Sam Adams has better taste
than
beer.
What the fuck, right? How do you get there from here? I don't. You know, I know how to drink liquor, I know how to drink tequila slammers with a Bud Light, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, it's pretty much the same motion. Yeah, the arm goes up, the jaw goes open, and there you have it.
No, it's not the same motion.
Oh, it's
come
not.
Come on now. No, come on. It is not the same. It is nowhere near the same. I'm a Kentucky girl, so I know the difference. This is why in here today to see this, because everybody's all about, oh my God, you know, NASCAR sprint race, you know, in Sparta. Well, first of all, where the fuck is Sparta, Kentucky? But anyway, so here we are, and I look off across the field, and there are 100,000 Bud Light tents, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where in the hell does Samuel Adams or whatever come in? You know,
I don't know.
Somebody is just resistant to peer pressure, and he just went and did his own thing and got in for Sam Adams.
And why does this little fucking Bush dude who is so gay? Oh wait, I can't say that. Am I on the air? No, I can't.
Not for long.
No, why does he... Shut up, Matt. Shut up. Why does he think that he can win this? He can't. Not in Kentucky, he can't, because he is so... that. He can't.
He is so unmanned.
I'll tell you what,
there you go. Unmanly. There we go.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
If Junior was leading, or, you know, even... you know, Jimmy Johnson, I can see it, but not this freak of nature, no.
okay.
So
well, I'll tell you what.
Hang up now, Shirley.
Okay, hold on. Hold on there, caller. Hold on right there. You know, in addition to what's going on in Sparta, Jay, as you know, there's something big going on in the Isle of Aruba.
Oh, yes.
And,
my. Oh, yeah, there's a big benefit, and I think it's time we hear what's going on so everyone who's listening can contribute if they'd like. So,
I agree. So what is it that's going on in the room that we need to talk about?
Okay, that's great. Let's get this live report from Guy on Your Dick.
Jay, Mattman, Guy on Your Dick, coming to you live from the Caribbean paradise of Aruba, where the beaches are country club white, the cabana boys are a couple of shades darker, and impressionable ingenues from Alabama are eagerly shown the island nightlife by young Dutchmen with rum in their blood and homicide in their hearts. But it's not all fun and games, guys. I'm here on assignment for IWS, covering the inaugural benefit rock concert for the deaf. That's right. You've heard of Live Aid. You may have attended Farm Aid. Well, guys, welcome to Hearing Aid 2011, sponsored by Captain Morgan Rum. Captain Morgan, the rum that repairs the hearing impaired. Today's concert in Aruba kicked off with a rousing tribute to the late Natalie Holloway as Ted Nugent's classic Stranglehold was performed in sign language by Dutch rock band Jeroen and the Vandersloots. Later, U2 performed With or Without You, and Bono signed the language with enough emotion to make a blind man weep. But it's not just the lyrics that are being signed at this muted rock extravaganza. No siree, the sounds that the instruments make are signed as well. And when Green Day took to the stage to perform American Idiot, it was shown to the world that no one can sign a D-flat minor 7th suspended ninth with the vigor and elan of Billy Joe Armstrong. And now, as we await the legendary Stevie Wonder and his signing by the blind to the deaf, this is Guy on Your Dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studio.
I'm blue.
That is a classic report from the Guy Man, Jay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm still blue.
And I tell you what, I'm going to go to iTunes.
You can help yourself, could you?
I'm going to go to iTunes and I'm going to download all the Jordan and the Vandersloots CDs.
No, stop. Stop. Haran is his name, by the way. Haran.
Really?
It's Haran. I pronounce it the American way.
No, it's Haran Vandersloot, and don't download anything of his because he's just going to be in prison for the next 35 years. What's cool about that?
Well, somebody has to
need to talk about Casey Anthony, you know?
No, we really don't. We're talking about beer tonight, and I just popped another top, and it's pretty good.
We have just over a minute left in the live stream. If anybody else wanted to call in at 661-244-9852, you'll need to do so quickly. And, of course, then we'll head into the after-show portion. And, off to caller again.
Oh, we did. Oh, God. That's funny how that happens.
Anyway, with 40 seconds left, here's the caller. I know who this is. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
I'm downstairs in the basement with my Hot Wheels. It's sort of like being a NASCAR, isn't it?
Did you build a ramp off the dining room table or something? Make it more exciting?
It's in the plans.
Hey, Mike, you got to turn your speakers off. Oh, my God, this is just like a real radio show.
for
I can hear
the
back here.
Oh,
and
my
we wanna
goodness.
Thank you, everybody.
Third down.
Okay. Good job, Mike. Yay, Mike.
All right. 35 seconds. Where
are
she
you
going?
Counting it down, Mike? Are you counting it down in your head?
Where did she go?
I don't know.
She lost contact with us. We're in the after show now.
Dana Lou's leaving.
Yeah, it's because. Yeah. Oh. And I just now got a little message from BTR telling me that caller 561 dropped. No kidding. Anyway, how's it going, Mike?
I got a second message from BTR also while we were on the air.
I sent it out. We have a little handy-dandy promotion page here, and we can send out tweets and Facebook and BTR announcements.
But what you don't have is a mute button on the telephone lines.
Actually, we do.
We choose not to use it.
She was coming in big time over the promos. But anyway.
So what's on the agenda tonight, Mike?
Are you drinking? Some beer?
I had a few just for you guys after I went out and was doing some whacking out in the front yard.
That didn't sound good, Mike.
I could get you arrested.
Even in St. Louis, that'll get you arrested.
Nah, it's just the weed.
You go across the river into East St. Louis, and you could probably do that anytime you want, any place.
Yeah, exactly.
You could probably find a nice lady to pay to do it for you, even.
And it wouldn't cost that much.
Oh, no.
No.
Just enough for a couple of steel reserves.
Steel? I got to look that one up. I was trying to, I couldn't remember, and it's gone again. InBev, for the life of me. And I went on Wikipedia and looked at all the Budweiser links, and not one of them mentions InBev.
Really?
Yeah. It's like they don't want to admit that InBev exists.
Yeah.
And I believe Miller is owned by an Irish company now. So.
Well, that's okay.
Good way, you're true, because the Irish and the beer go together.
Exactly. That's completely normal. I'm a
But those goddamn dirty Belgians.
I've got to admit, the Belgians make some damn good beer, too.
Yeah.
S.A.B. Miller. United Kingdom based.
Now, don't say United Kingdom. Just say Ireland.
Ireland.
It's better that way.
Okay.
Right.
Like I was saying on the website, I was surprised to see Schmoop with a pack of Busch. I didn't know anybody outside St. Louis drank Busch.
I saw your comment, but you really didn't get the joke there, Mike.
Well.
Now you do, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You're actually Belgian, aren't you, Mike?
I try not to be.
Of course.
Well, yeah, only after he's been drinking soft drinks and eating pizza does he Belgian.
Never mind. Now that's a stretch.
Yeah. AJ, I'm thinking maybe we need our last caller back on.
We might.
I was hoping she'd still be here.
Now,
she was carrying the show.
Was that caller, was that a someone from Matt Mann's past, present?
No, it's it was a caller from Matt Mann's present.
Okay.
Soon to be my past, maybe, but it was.
You did seem to know who it was.
Well, I just figured that you were pretty good friends. I mean, she didn't have much trouble telling you, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, really.
Well, I didn't know we were that close, but evidently, no, she did not have any trouble. And that's what beer's all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did point out that she wasn't having much trouble out talking you today.
And that's going some.
It is.
And I never got an opportunity to use a "This is Sparta" joke. It actually would have worked better if she'd have used it, but she's probably never seen the movie 300. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're totally playing those sound files on Monday, Matt. We'll just leave the files on.
Oh, you've got to edit those up. I'm sure she'll be happy to see them on my Facebook page. And we may have made a new international superstar right here tonight. You just don't know. While you and I and Mike wallow in the mire,
yeah.
She's going to be famous.
She yep. is on a roll.
People at BTR are saying, people at BTR are saying, get that woman a show. Get her set up.
And get her another beer.
I do have to tell you this, guy, in full disclosure, I just came across her on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and about a week and a half ago, she got mad at me because she sent me a text message and I didn't respond, to which my response to her was, I don't have a cell phone. And her response was, well, that's too bad because it was a hot one. Uh-huh.
Well, you could probably receive text messages at the Time Warner site when you sign in. But they won't show up until 2014, though.
She also, last night, she said, well, call me. And I said, well, I don't have your number. And she says, well, that does make it a little more difficult. Which I was pretty impressed because she actually spelled difficult correctly. Because last night I couldn't have.
You know, this Wild Irish Rose isn't that bad.
See?
Uh-oh. How much
once
do you
get a little more than half? Once you're a little more than halfway through the bottle.
Yeah, it's okay by that. It's tolerable by then because all your neurons have gone dead and your taste buds are non-existent.
Yeah, your tongue is numb. So, you know, you just go ahead and keep drinking.
Did you want me to send you a bottle, Mike?
I was just going to say, is that available here in St. Louis?
Why?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. You know, Mike, Schmoop is standing here listening to me, and she loves you, and she said, I'll do it. She is going to send you a bottle of Wild Irish Rose.
Well, you could get it in Branson, so I would think you could get it in St. Louis. Just go to one of the low-end stores downtown.
One of the, as we say, ethnic areas.
An area where the Belgians might live.
but even Branson has a different crowd than St. Louis does.
Well, it's all the tourists that come in from places like Iowa.
Ah. Bowling, I'm looking it up on the net. Here's a bowling tournament, Wild Irish Rose. WIRbowling.com.
Really? They'll sponsor a bowling tournament, but they won't sponsor this show. Unbelievable.
I bet the champion wins with a 110.
You have to prove you've drunk two bottles before you can play.
Really?
Get better. Bowling is one of the games you get better at as you drink.
My God, send me the information, Mike.
Matt's going to dominate that league.
Good, you know it. I'll go in there, I'll sign in, I'll say two bottles. Oh, you amateurs.
It's in Canandaigua, New York.
Oh, God, that's where they make it. That is the capital of Sentara Wine Company. Zwine.com for all you amateurs. Zwine.com, the official sponsor, the official bag wine of I'm With Stupid. Yeah, Canandaigua, yeah.
But they're not the actual official sponsor because we haven't been able to get them to.
Well, and, they are now, Jay. No. Whether they like it or not.
Well, you know, we attempted to. I emailed them and told them that I thought it would be great for them to sponsor, and they even pointed out that after a while they could put out an I'm With Stupid line of wine, starting with statutory grape, which I thought
was
perfect.
You did. But as I told you, they're much more nuanced than that because, after all, Wild Irish Rose is listed as a dessert wine.
And by dessert wine, they mean you should have some food in you when you drink this shit.
Come on, baby, drink up. This is dessert.
Well, anyway, we got 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
So okay. Come on, Mike. Put something philosophical on us.
Philosophical?
Yeah, come on. We're counting on you. The pressure's on.
Dude, well,
he went with LeBron James on us.
I have to go to my blog and see what's out there. I got nothing.
Oh, God. Of course not.
Oh.
Jay, how about you? Jay?
I got nothing.
Oh, my God.
It was an awkward pause there.
Yes, it was.
He got so bored he left.
No, just tell everybody out there listening, and I know there's thousands and thousands of you, just follow your dreams.
Oh, my God.
No.
This falls in the genre of it's so bad it's good.
Never give up on your dream.
Since you two people, oh my God, I actually have to be the adult. I'm going to wrap things up by saying go to our website, iwsradio.blogspot.com, and check us out on Blog Talk Radio at I'm With Stupid Radio, and drink up. Oh my goodness.
And follow me on Twitter, JYMAN_IWS.
And MattMan_IWS.
No, there's no underscore in yours. You're underscore less.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. You've got me on that underscore thing.
Anyway, five seconds.
All right. See you guys.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.